create the vision, and then break that into a mission, and then crank the ignition with intention.
Oh, I like that.
In 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to The Real Social Proof Podcast with Mr. Sleepers for Suckers himself, David Shand. Let's get it.
Welcome to another edition of The Social Proof Podcast. Heck is Donnie doing? What are you doing?
We did not say we were starting.
What are you doing? Can we get into the episode? Golly, this is going to be a good one. I can see. Welcome, welcome. We're happy to have you all. Happy to be here. Donnie Wiggins, how you feeling?
I am feeling very well. David Shands, how good. Are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Oh, you feel well?
I feel well.
Is that good? Is it good or well?
It's well.
Words is here. Okay. All right. Well, I'm well too.
That what it is stupid. Not is good. It's well.
Okay.
I feel well.
Good, 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 good. Well. Not good. What's up, man? All right. So we are back on the Social Proof Podcast. Excited. Donnie, you're here. Okay. So I want to know, first off, how your week was.
Okay.
Let's go right there. How's your week?
My week was great. You know, I really can't remember.
Yeah, see, my week was cool. So I did a couple things this week. I doing some traveling. No, go ahead.
I really don't remember the week.
We went on a double date.
Triple date. We did go on a triple date. That was fun. We did the whole like date night thing. Yeah. We had dinner. Yo, the service was trash. I don't think we should say the name of the restaurant.
Joe, we went, no.
It's not like we ever want them on the podcast.
It ain't not a black old restaurant.
They're
man.
Not.
So,
I mean, we love all businesses and respect their model, but this was just trash. We got to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, the good news is one of the guys that worked there came up to me. It was like, man, yo, I love your podcast, man. I got some churro. I got some cars on churro, like killing it. And it's like after when we're about to leave. So that was one good thing from the experience.
He did not recognize there. Me.
He don't right. Yeah. Nobody at really all. Knows you, Donnie.
He didn't recognize me at all.
But what was the name of the restaurant we went to?
Del Frisco's.
Del Frisco's.
Buckhead.
Yeah. Yo, I can't make this up. This is the funniest thing. So we're all sitting there. Obviously, we trying to figure out what to eat. And I asked the server. And
it's
the
me, is, David, Jeremy Anderson, and our significant others.
Yes.
Kenny, Dre, Tracy.
Yep.
Great, great group of people. So this was not us.
Yeah. So we was chilling. So I sit down and, you know, I'm picking up the menu. And I asked the young lady first, like it was appetizers. And I said, I wanted, what did we get?
Cheesesteak egg rolls.
Y'all got them. I got something else.
You got the wings. You asked about everything.
Yeah. So I'm inquisitive, right? I want to know what the server thinks. So somebody said something about the soup. I think Kenny said the soup was good, or you said the soup was good. Mm-hmm. And I asked the server, I'm like, yo, how's the corn soup? She said, I mean, people finish it. That's like...
people finish it.
Wait, what? She's like, I mean, it's... Mm-hmm. All right. You know what I mean? I'm like,
okay.
But Donnie starts raving about it. Is it Donnie or one of y'all?
I'm like, it was me. The corn chowder at Del Frisco's is amazing.
Yeah.
But at that moment, we're feeling like, okay, well, she's honest.
She's honest. Mm-hmm. I'm like, honest. I can appreciate that. And then I ask about something else. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you ain't going to like that.
Mm-mm.
I was like, really? So I was like, okay, what do you like? So she says, you know, she says it's the salmon or something like that. So this is still appetizer time. So I actually still get the corn chowder stuff because I got money. You know what I mean? I'm like, if I don't like it, I'm still going to get it. I'm a boss.
Right.
So I'm eating it and it's delicious.
It's delicious.
I'm like, this is good. And Donnie's like, yo, it's good, right? I'm like, yeah, this is good. So we start ordering like the food, dinner. And I asked the lady, yo, how's the, what is it, Mediterranean shrimp?
The Mediterranean shrimp.
I'm like, how's the Mediterranean shrimp? She's like, oh, no. She's like, you ain't going like that. I was like, really?
One time you asked her about something and she just turned her head. She had her notebook. You're writing, how's the such and such?
Yo, but the funny thing is, she leaves because we still don't order. And I'm asking everybody what they get.
Yes.
And Kenny says, oh, I'm getting a Mediterranean shrimp. That's what I get all the time. It's great. I said, really? The lady said, it's not that good. He's like, what do you mean? It's delicious. I'm like, well, I still trust her. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, we get the food. Sam is good. Her suggestion is good. But then I ask about the dessert. And I'm like, I think it was something with peanut butter and chocolate. I was just in a peanut butter mood. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, how's this? She said, ugh. I cannot make stuff up. And I'm telling everybody at the table what's going on. And I don't think they believe me. You know what I mean?
They're like, Jeremy was becoming infuriated. Jeremy was over there waiting because at this point, Chance has let us in on what's happening. So we're looking now like, what is she going to say? What's her reaction?
Right. So I asked about dessert specifically loud enough so that they can hear me. Because the whole time I'm saying, yo, she doesn't like anything. She's not suggesting anything.
So Jeremy catches wind of this and he's sitting in his seat like, because all he sees is it from an employer standpoint. Mm-hmm. Like, I wish somebody would be working in my company. And she didn't recommend anything. First of all, let's not forget the fact that we're ordering dessert well after dinner is done. Mm-hmm. And we still have all the dishes on the table from the appetizers.
The appetizer,
empty dishes, the dinner dishes. And Jeremy called her over and asked her, hey, can we get the table cleared? She cleared his spot.
Yo, she took his plate and his fork, took that joint, walked away.
Never came back.
Go in the kitchen. But she's not too far because the POS system mm-hmm. is right there. Like, mm-hmm. we can see her and, like, it looked like another coworker, manager, or something like that. Yeah. They're just there. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the perspective where I can see them, but everybody's talking and they are chilling, right? So I'm probably 15 minutes go by and I'm like, excuse me, can she get a box? And she's like, oh, okay. Because I'm just thinking, I don't want to say, yo, can you come clear the table off? So she actually brings the box, leaves everything on the table still, and walks away again. Mm-hmm. This was crazy. We never even decided whether we were going to get dessert or not.
Never. She never followed up.
And she never came back.
None of us. First of all, and what makes it even worse is that it wasn't as if she was overwhelmed. The restaurant was hardly full. But she had help. Remember, there was a server down by us who was just standing there listening to everything she said.
Right. Them two girls were at the POS. Yeah, that was right there.
They were there the whole time. And even more on top of that, she had help. She wasn't overwhelmed. We never even got a refill on our drinks.
Nope.
Never got a refill on our drinks. So when I got there before you got there, because we were on time, you were late, remember? Like you were today.
You were late too.
I was not late. We were
You
there.
Were late. No, you weren't as late as me, but you were late.
No,
Jeremy was late.
Jeremy was late. We were on time. We were early.
Who is this dude, Donnie Wiggins? On time twice.
So I order.
COVID make you evaluate life differently. You know what?
It was me having to pay off $100 last week.
That was dope.
I don't care how much money I make. I don't like wasting.
That wasn't a waste.
That
money went to good use.
It was a waste for me.
It's still sitting in my Cash App. I like looking at it.
It was a waste for me. So we get there and the table, you know, we had our table against the wall, kind of. Mm-hmm. She like pulls one side of the table out so that I could get around. But the other part where Dre was sitting was mm-hmm. just pushed into the wall. So I'm like, okay, can you help us with the table? She just scoots it just a little bit. Notice we had to move it still when you guys got there. I asked for a drink and it's their specialty drink. They do this vodka-infused pineapple drink. And they have a big jar at the bar with pineapples in it and it has vodka in it. This is their house drink. Mm. So she comes over. She's like, what do you want to drink? I'm like, do you guys have any of that? What's the pineapple drink that you guys do? You know, it sits at the bar. She's like, you talking about the pineapples floating in the vodka?
The pineapples floating in the vodka.
So
that's her description.
How many CEO notes could you have made from this encounter?
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. From a server perspective, just like surface level perspective. I get it. You don't want to be here. You don't like your job. You're just over it. You're here to make whatever money you're going to make. It's not intentional because I'm sure she understands that the more she sells, the higher the bill is. The higher the bill is, the more you'll make off of the percentage of tips. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she understands that. But from a server perspective, it's literally, y'all, I'm just here and my intention is to get the lowest amount of money I can. I'm going to take whatever I can get. I'm not going to do nothing extra for it. I'm not going to smile. I'm not going to sell it. Why wouldn't you sell me some stuff?
Mm-hmm. Because servers are salespeople.
That's the whole job. And I know how much she makes. She makes $213 an hour, unless something changed in the last few years as a mm-hmm. server. She makes $213 an hour and there's tips. Unless she's thinking, well, there's six people here and after five or six people, it's an automatic tip. But she doesn't even know who she's dealing with. Like, if you're a good server, of course I'm going to give you more than... Her objective is to get whatever amount she can get with the least amount of work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. From a CEO's perspective, it really made me look at how important it is to know how your team performs behind your back and how important it is to build that company culture, hire appropriately, because she should never have made it out of training.
Yeah,
she should never have made it out of training. But you can't be too comfortable because as the CEO, you're busy growing the business and your team is here to help you do your day in and your day out, go from day to day. And these are the people who your customers interface with. What kind of experience are you providing as a CEO?
You know what's crazy though? I don't even think it was, you know, if you're having a bad day, I know as a server, you have a bad day. Maybe you're not as bubbly. Maybe you're not as energetic. But she's intentional. I think it's something against the company that she has. Because she's intentionally not trying to get me to buy from them.
Mm-hmm.
Intentionally.
As if maybe she had an argument with her supervisor minutes before.
But she's cutting off her nose to smite her face.
Mm-hmm.
Spider face.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that crazy?
That's crazy. However, it also is an indication sometimes of why people are in the situation that they're in.
100%.
It's totally congruent with why you are in a situation that you're in. How do you get better results when you do piss poor work? Hey, Joe, can you look in my purse and hand me my black notebook?
Are you got bars in there?
There's a, it's right in the front, and then there's a pen on the other notebook.
Are you about to get busy? Or are you about to steal my content?
The pen is on the other notebook on the spiral part. What'd you say? What do you mean? I got a lot of stuff.
What's going on in that purse?
Close my purse.
You got the heater in that joint.
I do. Man. I don't play any games. I'm playing no games. You look like...
Keep it on you.
Keep it locked up. Thank you. All right.
Yes, it's like, it really is unbelievable. And I'm not a... I try not to be as judgmental or anything like that. And I try not to be a mean person. But I remember going into a drive-thru and I was ordering some food for like one of my friends. And I forgot the situation. It was years ago. But for some reason, the young lady could not get the order right. It's almost like, and this might not be the scenario, but it was close enough. Let me have the chicken sandwich with just lettuce and tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
Right? So the lady says, oh, you want a number 3. My boy was like, no, let me just get the chicken sandwich with just lettuce and tomatoes. That's all I want on the sandwich. She says, oh, that's a number 3. Do you want cheese on it? He's like, yo, listen to me. All I want is a chicken sandwich, lettuce and tomatoes. She goes through this whole thing and then gets an attitude on how she wants us to order a number 3. I get around to the drive. She's like, all right, pull around. Get around to the drive. She has an attitude. And she was trying to make it seem like we can't order what we want, right? Without being in the confines of how the people make it, right? There has to be a number three, just no mayonnaise, no whatever, right? And I remember thinking to myself, this is why you work here. Mm. And as soon as I had the thought, I immediately felt bad because I'm like, dang, I am really judging this person right now. But I couldn't help think, this is why you work here. You can't think past, for one, you can't think past getting someone a sandwich the way they want it and allowing them to feel like they're ordering what they want mm-hmm. versus you giving them what you think they need to have. Mm-hmm. Number two, she got so upset and she had a whole attitude and she doesn't know how to not let her emotions get away from her from something so small. And I couldn't help but think, this is why you work here. And you're probably either going to be here for a minute or you're going to work jobs like this for the next few years of your life until you fix this thing. So I can see, I can like now, you know, through like personal development and stuff like that, you can see why people are in the situation that they're in according to how they operate, how they think, how they act, the things that like get them rattled. When I go to Chick-fil-A, I think, yo, I would give them an opportunity. You remember somebody so nice at Chick-fil-A, you're like, yo, I need you on the squad. You know what I mean? They're not going to be there long. I would love to see like the turnover of Chick-fil-A employees because they have the right mindset. Mm-hmm. And that attitude alone will automatically make you more money. What you got in your little notebook?
So
I feel like she's stealing my bars too. Like it's almost like she's I can see it. She's writing.
Let me just tell you how
she's gonna post it later.
How little value I got from that. Mm. There's
Yo, Joe, if you see them joints and post the page, let me know. Okay.
I'll send you the screenshots.
There's not one bar. Okay.
How little value you got from that. That's funny.
It was good stuff. Thanks, it was man. Good. I but appreciate. You know. I think at a higher level sometimes. So if you're beginners one-on-one. No, but as we were going through this conversation, I was thinking really about looking at your business from a CEO perspective. Because sometimes we're so in our business, we are looking at our businesses from the team members' perspective, the contractors' perspective, the customer.
Yo, what's up with you?
I got it.
Was it really a bug or she's...
Yes,
and then
was.
What are you doing?
I don't want it on my notebook. I had to get it. It was a
yeah,
bug.
It was everything wrong with that whole situation just happened right there.
I saved you. It was a mosquito and it's right on your... You don't want a bald head with a mosquito bump. Appreciate
Should I say thank you?
You're welcome.
Continue. Your notes.
Can I get a thank you?
No, absolutely not. You hit me and then you wipe the situation on me.
Well, let's not act like you came to work clean today. So.
I was moving some stuff for my mom, okay? And it got something on my pants. This is what we're doing today?
This is how
you
I'm
see,
feeling.
You see what's going on, words?
Guess who's back in the mud house? Okay, stay focused, Shan. Stay focused. Seriously.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of times as a CEO, the reason that we are not growing or could be growing and not seeing it is because we are sitting in the business and CEOs need to have a regular practice of looking into the business or over the business, right? So you're up here and you're looking down and you're seeing everything. Like imagine you're in a big office space, you're upstairs, it's all glass windows, your team is downstairs performing. The CEO needs to have a high level view over all the functions that's happening in his business or her business. Now, he or she may not be involved in those things every single day, but I need to know as a CEO how my company is performing as a whole. And sometimes we are still in such grind mode that we are not looking from a high level perspective. We are only looking at this scenario right here today. Mm-hmm. So
I do got a question though.
Yeah.
From the CEO's perspective. Mm-hmm. How do you keep the culture alive or the vision of the CEO? Because The way I see it is each...
Just so you don't think I got this bar from you. Mm-hmm.
All right, look, I know you're enjoying the episode, but I got to tell you, finally, you asked for it, and we created a Patreon, okay? We created an inner circle. We have amazing stories, amazing information, how-tos from the episodes. The only thing we're missing is a community. So it's about that time. We put together our Patreon, we put together our community because we have to have conversation around the information. So even this podcast we're listening to right now, there needs to be conversation. I want to hear what you got. I want to hear what you got. Like, let's throw some stuff back and forth. And because we're like-minded, we're all going in the same direction. When we connect in a community, we can connect on other stuff outside the community because we're building real relationships. Okay. So check out the Patreon. We got three tiers. I don't care what tier you join. The support is appreciated. Okay. Thank you so much. Now back to the episode.
Mm-hmm. Just keep going.
Well, I explain it.
Finish your question.
Because that doesn't seem exactly like what I'm saying.
So it's the who's helping you. I always talk about culture. Mm-hmm. Culture. And so to answer your question.
I don't see culture on your page.
Well, you stopped me.
That's
while
crazy.
I was
crazy. She's really trying to take me. So anyway, all right, so here's my question.
Really? This is what you're gonna do?
Here's my question.
I cannot. Here's as long question. As the people get the value, that's all I'm concerned about.
Right.
I don't need the credit. Let me just point something out real quick.
All right, let me finish.
Whoa, I need to point. Pastor Craig Oliver said that you know that you are in a spiritual partnership or a strategic partnership, whether romantically or platonically, when you are you align yourself with people who seek no credit from you. Mm-hmm. They don't starve for the spotlight or acknowledgement for what they did. They will share without needing the acknowledgement. But go ahead and finish your point. That was Pastor Craig Oliver. You guys, shout out to you. Thank you, Pastor Oliver. If you're watching this, just run this back and tell David how he's an acknowledgement seeker.
Am I looking for the credit? I apologize.
Definitely. You know, don't steal my bars.
I appreciate that. Anyway, how do you keep the vision of the CEO alive and well and ruminating?
Mm-mm.
Ruminating.
Luminating?
Luminating has something to do with light.
Okay, what's ruminating got
ruminating
anything to do with?
Ruminating is not a word.
You crazy.
It could be.
Yes, it is. Hold on. Ruminating. Rumination. A deep or considered thought about something. The action of chewing the cud.
That has nothing to do with what you were saying. Though.
That's not deep, what you were saying.
You
don't.
Want to say
no, yes, it is. So a deep or considered thought about something. How do we keep my thought about the culture ruminating through the organization down to the server that we talked about? So Del Frisco's, the CEO, has a vision, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the man, whoever the president or vice president of that is, possibly cares less about that vision and can see the vision less clearly than the CEO. Maybe not much, but maybe a little bit less.
Uh-huh.
And that person has some managers, right? Whether it's like regional managers, those regional managers care less about the CEO's vision than the CEO, right?
Uh-huh.
It's a bigger gap. Those regional managers have store managers or general managers who care significantly less about the vision or even have clarity about the vision than the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
Down to managers, shift leaders, and then the young lady who served us. She does not care or see the vision.
I bet based on her behavior, I would guess that the vision or the mission was never even communicated to her.
Mm.
And so I think it starts there, right? Rule number one as a CEO, if you are leading or your intention is to lead a powerful company, you have to have an established company vision.
Can you give me a tissue, Joe?
I was... Mm-hmm.
Yo, okay, so I was in a car. I was.
Chance,
if
you
flower.
Got COVID coming because you sneezing and...
I was in the car. I had to take... I know.
Words, can you say it?
I'm just saying. I'm trying to...
Words, Taylor in the building who just said,
I promise you.
Shans, you keep cutting off Donnie's bars.
I do. I know. Here's the thing, though. Because she'll always, before she starts, she's going to say something that shoots a shot at me. And I gotta,
at this point, I forgot what I was about to say. Okay, I'm sorry, CEOs.
Please. Okay, so we're talking about,
oh,
you said.
Yeah. So as a CEO, you have to have an identified and established vision and mission. Mm-hmm. Number one, identify what that is. So what is your vision? What is the overall big picture view for your company? Meaning your company...
This is a janky episode we got going on.
This is bad. Your company's vision is to do what over time? So let's say in the next 10 years, or your vision is how you can build a company that's going to outlast you. But based on what is it that you see in your head? And most people think things, but they never really write it down, and they don't put visions or match visions that make sense. Then your mission is going to be how you are going to do that, right? So this is what we do. Your vision is the overall big picture. Your mission is attached to your vision, but it's more of the day-to-day things that we value right now that's going to get us to accomplishing this vision over time, right?
The mission is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So step one, what is your vision? What's the overall big picture view? So you may say something like, I want to eliminate world homelessness I want to eliminate world homelessness I want to eliminate homelessness in Georgia by 10%. That's your vision. The mission is how you're going to carry that out. So our mission is to eliminate homelessness in Georgia by 10% by creating community centers that have, you know, this, that, and the other, and volunteers and blah, 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 blah. However you're going to do it. That's the mission. Mm-hmm. So as a CEO, do you have that? Most people don't.
Would that not be the mission versus the vision? And the only reason I'm saying is because when I worked at the Cheesecake Factory, I don't know what David Overton's vision was. Mm-hmm. It may be the number one restaurant, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the mission statement, and I haven't worked there since 2012, but the mission statement was our mission is to create an environment where absolute guest satisfaction is our number one priority, mm-hmm. or our highest priority, something like that.
Sure.
So the mission is to create an environment where absolute guest satisfaction is our highest priority, our number one priority. But I think he accomplished the mission because everybody there automatically knew that when we come in, mm-hmm. we need to make sure absolute guest satisfaction is our highest priority. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think back on how everybody knew that and how everybody created that culture.
Yep. So the easiest way to do that, I worked for a company when I was in property management, Lincoln Property Company. And this is something that I took from them from the years of working with them. Like everybody knew, I forgot what it was now, what it is now, but everybody was clear on what the company mission was. Not everybody gets the vision, right? The CEO and maybe his top executives understand the big picture vision. And it doesn't matter because you don't want to overwhelm your team whose job is to carry out the daily mission, right? But it was a part of the training. So number one, when you walked into their offices, the mission statement was in several different places all over. Number two, we literally had a week-long training. We did training for like 2 or 3 weeks. We literally had a week-long training specifically about the mission statement. Mm. And throughout our training over time, even when we had continued training and things like that, regular team training continuously, somebody would pop in and say, hey, mission statement, who has it? And you say it real quick and you get like $100 or something, right? So they would incentivize you for knowing that mission front to back. And it wasn't a short one either with that company. I don't remember what it was, but it wasn't short. And you could randomly be at work. The president might call and say, hey, good morning, Donnie. Real quick, what's the mission? What's our company's mission? And then they would reward you for knowing it. So that was a good strategy. In my company, when I do team meetings, we started off, every single meeting starts off with a mission.
You have a mission statement? Or are you talking about the mission for the day?
Well, we have both. So
what's your mission statement?
We have
Joe,
both.
What's our mission statement?
You don't have one.
I got a mission.
Let's create one. So
we need to create one.
Let's do that in real time. So right what's now? The overall vision for your company?
The overall, yo, you know what's crazy? I think it keeps changing.
Mm. And that's fine. It can be a vision in progress in process yep. because you're growing. So what you see for yourself today or what you saw for yourself when you were making six figures might be different now than what you see for yourself now that you make seven.
Yeah. Dang. I need to figure that out.
What was it?
What you mean?
You said it's changed.
I mean, no, I'm just saying it's like changing based on... So I don't even know if it's like, if I would call it a mission, a vision, whatever. Like this was a vision, right? I remember I drew it out years ago. Like I want to have a content creation studio.
Right.
And then building the podcasting studio, I see it. It's like I can see, it's almost like I can see the pictures, but I can't, it's hard for me to describe.
So let's make it easy. Let's start with this because everything that you do doesn't necessarily fit into the vision that you have for the David Never Sleeps brand, right? Mm. What is this attached to?
Social Proof Podcast.
Social Proof Podcast. So you had a vision for this building and your vision was to...
Oh, this one. No, yeah, this is a whole nother situation. It was a partnership with, well, now me and Brandon.
But... Okay, but what was the vision? What was the goal? What did you see? So when you guys said, man, we need an event facility, mm-hmm. what did you see?
Well, I saw the facility. People can do events in it and we can create content. That's as big as it went.
Got you. And it just grew.
Yeah. I think I'm missing that because I'm like my vision doesn't go too far out. And I think that's maybe like the difference between certain entrepreneurs. They can see 40 years down the road. This is what I want my life to look like in the next 40 years. I can probably see the next few years.
Yeah. And that's okay. Honestly. That's okay. Joe, you should help Shans because you manage this facility, the e-complex is what we're talking about. You should help David create a mission because you understand the goal of what your customers are doing. So if it were me, I might say something like, our mission is to provide a safe, clean space where creatives can come in, produce quality content, build their businesses, brainstorm,
that's good.
Things like that.
What's your mission statement for your company?
So I have a few. So my vision overall is to help 100,000 people become coaches, consultants, and course creators.
100,000.
Mm-hmm. I want to help 100,000 people become over the next 10 years. So
where are we at now? 100,000. Golly.
Yeah. I mean,
that's big. Yo, and what? Okay, let's talk through that. Is what you're doing now congruent with the 100,000? Because
what do you mean?
I didn't know that. All right, look, I know you're enjoying the episode, but I gotta tell you, finally, you asked for it, and we created a Patreon, okay? We created an inner circle. We have amazing stories, amazing information, how-tos from the episodes. The only thing we're missing is a community. So it's about that time. We put together our Patreon. We put together a community because we have to have conversation around the information. So even this podcast we're listening to right now, there needs to be conversation. I want to hear what you got. I want to hear what you got. Like, let's throw some stuff back and forth. And because we're like-minded, we're all going in the same direction. When we connect in a community, we can connect on other stuff outside the community because we're building real relationships. Okay. So check out the Patreon. We got three tiers. I don't care what tier you join. The support is appreciated. Okay. Thank you so much. Now back to the episode.
I want to help 100,000 people. And let me say this. So when you have a vision that big, it may not be direct. So it's not necessarily that 100,000 people are going to come through my programs directly. But now because of the podcast and when I go and I speak on stages and when I'm booked to come into other organizations and train and develop, somebody may be inspired to become a coach or consultant, and I get, or a course creator, and I get these emails all the time. Hey, Donnie, I put my course together and things like that after hearing you speak. That's a part of my vision. That's what I want. It doesn't have to be through me. I want to impact people in a way that they see that information is valuable. And what I really want, what my goal really is to do, is to help people who feel talentless understand that they have information available that's valuable and worth being shared with other people. And guess what? As a bonus, you get paid for that. You can get paid for that. So, you know, when I used to, back in vacation, when we were in vacation travel together, when I was standing in front of the room as one of the leaders, and, you know, you got to introduce yourself. Like I have said since 2014, my goal and my vision for Donnie Wiggins, period, for the Donnie Wiggins brand, and I'm not talking about six-figure EDU and my smaller entities, is simply to be a voice of hope for people to believe more and do more, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's the vision. Now, my mission is how we carry this out. So part of my mission is six-figure EDU, where I have the actual course. Part of my mission is where I work with people one-on-one and really help you to believe and dive deeper into yourself. And then there's some other things that we're going to do, too, that fall into how I can achieve the overall vision. And that's that.
So, okay. So I guess for myself right now, I don't know if it's a mission or a vision. I think it's a mission to help 1,000 people launch their podcast.
Yeah, right? And that's a great one.
It's not, it will probably grow because I think we get to 1,000 fairly quickly. But that's like my major, major objective, right? Number one on the charts and the go-to person for someone who's looking to start a podcast, right?
Yep.
My thing is, for the 100,000 people, mm-hmm. how focused are you on that? Because I don't know if I see, if I even knew that that's the mission vision. Which, vision. The vision, mm-hmm. which I should, right? If that's a major focus, especially me knowing you.
Well, not necessarily. So a vision is communicated both, but a vision primarily is communicated with people who can actually help you carry it out. And you can, but what we're working on, we have a vision for the Social Proof Podcast. I too would like for the Social Proof Podcast to reach number one on the charts. You fit into my vision with the opportunities that we do together, right? So it's important to know, like when we meet and we talk about, well, what are we doing this for? We got another project that we're procrastinating on. But the very first meeting we had is, why would we do this? What's the vision? All of these. So when I talk about that with that particular project, that fell into that. Do you know how easy it would be to accomplish that number once we do what we said we're going to do?
100%.
So it's, you know, 100,000 looks like a big number to people, but it's really not. When you say, I want to help 1,000 podcasters get started, my thought immediately is, what do you mean? Like in the next year or two? Because you're going to far exceed that.
I really feel like, Donnie, if you made $100 million, you're going to travel the world and just kick it.
First of all, I traveled the world on $100,000.
No.
We going to Mars, baby.
Yo, what happens to the vision when you go so far? Well, man, and I guess this is what I'm, one of the, I guess my own question for myself is my mission or my vision only put in place to drive me to get to a place where I want to do something else?
So eventually, and it doesn't have to be right now because you can only see what you can see, but you really want to figure out how to get clear there because your vision should outlive you. So it should be something where it's so clear to your spouse, to your leaders in your company that David's vision was to do this. And it becomes Dre's mission to carry out your vision.
That was a freestyle?
Bars, baby. Words. Stop taking notes. Put your phone down. Don't be Instagramming my stuff before I do.
I had, you know, and it's crazy because I did have a mission and vision. I guess we got to define, you know, because they're still running together for me. But I would continue to put that out to the team, like, yo, this is our goal, this is our goal.
Over and over again.
I need to redefine it because I've just been, like, running and building stuff lately.
Now, I have, because of COVID and just travel, like, we kind of had gotten off track for a minute with our meetings and my team became really self-sufficient. So I'm like, y'all got it. But we're back on track. And the one thing that I just realized that I don't do is quiz them with the mission. I start off our calls with the mission. And so now I want to quiz. And, you know, so you have to communicate it over and over and over again. Not only that, like for each program, there's a mission that you want to accomplish with each program. It's communicated in my accelerator program. My students have the, and I don't remember what that one is. My students have the mission for that company, for that program in the beginning of Six Figure Accelerator. Do you not, Joe? All right. So you have to communicate the mission. It can't stay within you. But if you want people leading your company with your mission in mind, they have to know it. They have to know it. Every single team meeting. Hey, guys, so as you know, our mission is to this, 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 and this. And today on our agenda, we're going to talk about this, 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 and this.
Joe, what's the mission? I don't have one.
You don't have one.
All right, stop saying that. Do you have words? You got a mission? You got a mission statement? All right, say it on the microphone. What's your mission statement? And if it is a mission statement, just know I'm going to ask you again in 15 minutes to see if it's really the mission statement or you're freestyling.
Oh, no, is it? My wife forced us to do it. We read the book Traction.
That's right there.
So we have to have one.
Mm-hmm. What's the mission statement?
I don't know about heart, but I know our vision.
You don't know the mission statement?
I know. So, like, our vision is to help entrepreneurs become self-sufficient and create a legacy that outlive themselves. Our mission on how we do that is by helping them be able to launch their ideas, creating step-by-step processes with courses, and we will do masterminds, things like that.
He's making this up as he
goes. No, he's not,
because I get it.
It needs to be clear, though, and this is the
kettle black, because
I don't even have one, but I'm saying...
It's very clear. Wifey, she's like...
Listen, family, Black representation in media is vital, okay? If we don't use our voice, we lose our voice in radio, television, print, etc. I remember listening to Arsenio Hall back in the day. I remember watching Oprah. I remember hearing these Black voices in media, and it made me always want to be a part of it. The next generation, however, of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. And in the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths, okay? I'm checking out NPR, and I believe they have the real. The hosts understand the assignment and are telling the real stories of the Black experience. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story, obviously, but now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and as Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Like the business person as far as those technical things. Mm. So we have it, and we actually go over it every Monday on our meeting. I just don't remember it by heart.
And you know what's crazy is, as I'm sitting here listening to you, that's one of those things, because we're never prepared for people to ask us. Mm. And I literally read it from my computer.
Yeah.
And so now I'm going to make it a point to commit both to writing, to commit both to memory, the way that they're written.
Yeah.
And just drill it in and
I'll look it up for you.
And you communicate it. So when you go on live, you know, you're talking about what you do, not just the podcast, but because my mission is to.
Yeah.
When people understand your mission, you're going to attract the team members who want to carry it out, and you're going to attract the kind of customers and clients who want to be a part of that.
Rashad, you got a mission? You got a mission? I think you just typed it.
No, it's on our website.
It's on your website. What's it say?
Our website. Our mission is to help new traders reach a level of mastery by obtaining clarity and proper trading goals, following a step-by-step system needing to overcome the psychological barriers to be successful in trading.
Dang.
And ask him who helped him create that.
Oh, that's Wifey.
Let me get a wife. How are you going to give me a wife so I get a mission statement?
I wouldn't know without my wife.
Wow. Okay. Hey, so you created the mission statement? You wrote it? What was the process? Can you come to that mic? Or that one, right, Joe?
Yeah, you go.
All right. Since you're standing up already, can you come to that mic real quick? Yeah, just finish eating whatever you're eating. It's all good. Chew it first. It's cool. I come right there.
No smacking on the mic.
So how did the mission statement come about?
I mean, I guess this was what we wanted to accomplish for our students. Mm. So it wasn't hard to come up with a statement.
Mm. So I'm the only one without a mission statement?
You don't have a mission statement?
What?
You text it?
Yeah, why did you just text it?
All right, let me see it. On the mic, please.
You reached out for a lifeline?
Yeah. She's here. I'm like, babe, send us up. So our vision is Dream Builder International exists to help dream builders create a legacy that outlives them. Our mission is Dream Builder International is to educate, empower, and expose the brilliance of dream builders through step-by-step programs, coaching, and done-for-you services so they can become self-sufficient, build wealth, and create a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
That's good. That's good stuff.
We work. That book, Traction. You should have.
Yes. What's crazy is I bought the book and I just didn't read it.
You have to.
Traction will force you. You will not be able to. That's like the first two chapters of Traction, talking all about vision and mission. Is that important?
I wonder if that is that a good morning meetup book or no?
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's really advanced.
Like, think about
it's CEO, like CEO level. Stuff. Yeah, it's really advanced. So, and the thing is, you cannot as a CEO say, I'm not getting the right employees. I don't have the right team, man. I'm not attracting the right clients or whatever. You can't say that you're not. You don't know what you're looking for because you're not on a mission with a mission.
Mm. All right. So
it's clear
that Joe, me and you are the only ones without like a mission. And we just out here.
Joe's mission is to be out in these streets. I guarantee you. He's just trying to show up.
Is that your mission? To show up?
Mission to show up, show out, and execute.
That sounds dumb. But it's cool because
that sounds broke.
We're on the same broke. Thing right now. I'd say so.
You know, 75 figure ish.
Okay.
They put it on your website, brother. You don't have to worry about it.
I got to start the process of like creating it, and I don't even necessarily. I have a website, but I don't have a. Dang, yes, this sounds real. I'm so glad I'm not a coach because they would not be hiring me right now.
So you can think through. Okay. You should think through that. You got a flight today. You should think through what that is. But so what we want you guys to do is to create your mission and create your vision. What's the long term picture? And then in order to accomplish that long term picture, what's the mission that you and your team can actually carry out every single day to help you get there?
Let me create some bars real quick on how to create a mission statement.
Because Pastor Oliver did that sermon on June 12th, just FYI. That's how long that's been sitting with me waiting to tell you about it.
Okay, so
that couldn't have been June 12th. That was August 12th.
All right, so the mission, okay, and I'm reading this, well, straight from my notes. It says, how to develop. I really just Googled how to create a mission.
No.
Hey, look, let me just tell y'all, man, all these, you know, there's some people that jump online.
Sales phone.
They go right on Google and they be like, all right, so the first thing you need to do, okay, you got, whom does your organization serve? Okay. And they just come on based on their Google steps, but I'm just going to give you all the Google steps.
Wait, okay? Have you ever been one of those gurus that have gone
to Google? How to develop a mission statement. Introduction. What is a mission statement? An organization's mission statement describes clearly and concisely why the organization exists, its purpose. The mission statement defines what is important to the organization and guides the organization's decisions and activities. Mm-hmm. The mission statement guides the organization's decisions and activities. Mm-hmm. So when we're thinking about what to do, mm-hmm. we're probably confused and frustrated because we don't have a mission that's guiding our decisions. Now, I think I'm able to do this well because I'm always thinking, this decision that I'm making doesn't help me get to the goal. Right. Maybe it's not called mission or vision statement. Maybe it's the same. But I'm also like, if I do this, will this help me get to the goal? So I think that's important, and I like the way they put that. It helps guide the organization's decisions.
Yeah, so if your mission is to provide exemplary customer service across the board, or if your mission is to provide a same level of customer service that's exemplary, blah, 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 like kind of like Chick-fil-A, right? Mm-hmm. That is a part, I don't know it's in full, but it is a part of their mission. And you notice that now it's going to drive the behavior. So if our mission is to deliver exemplary customer service, then our day-to-day tasks are the things that we do to do that. So for we sure. do training. We greet every single customer with, I don't know what they say. We tell everybody across the board, my pleasure. So the little things that you do are the tasks that help you to put your mission together to help you overall carry out your vision. So if it's exemplary customer service, or our mission is to drive sales revenue up to $1 million by increasing prices by 3% across the board, whatever that is. So that's the mission. Now your leadership and maybe you, their responsibility is to say, how do we carry out this mission? So which products are we going to mark up 3%? How many of these products do we need to mark up 3%? Because they understand the mission, they understand what they have to come in every single day to figure out.
Gotcha. Okay. So this is it's got to, on how to do it, I suppose. And they're saying, who does your organization serve? What does your organization do? What did Pastor Oliver say? What did Pastor Oliver say?
Well, the reason that I'm showing you this is because when I go deep, I don't want you to be like, I got it.
No, it's okay. Just go back to your notes from Pastor Oliver, because you clearly.
I need a refresher.
Oh, really? What time is your next call? You got a 12:30
today?
Call? Yeah. Mm-mm. So I got to go to the mall and get some pants.
Oh, I need to go to the mall.
12:30.
Can we go right after this?
No, I got to do an interview. And then can we do it right after?
With words?
I'm thinking 12:30.
Oh, I'll let that slide. Okay.
So 12:30. You with it?
Come on. It's words. Let's interview him in the car.
Yeah, he just flew in from Iowa. We good. All right. So anyway.
I do have to go to sex.
Can we go at 12:30?
Yes, while we can go at 12:30, I do have a 2:00.
Oh, we're good.
Excuse me. Shans.
Straight?
Yes, I am. I do not have COVID. He's looking like, what's good? I just got over COVID.
Yo, you mind putting your mask on?
I still have the symptoms.
You mind putting your mask on though, Donnie?
Yes.
You have a mask?
Yes.
Can you grab her mask, please? One, whom does your organization serve? Two, what does your organization do? Three, why does the organization do it? And four, how does the organization do it? Mm. Your notes, I know. I get it. Okay, you wrote it down already. I got you. So I think that really helps. Whom does your organization serve in terms of like putting the mission statement together? Whom does your organization serve? Mm-hmm. What does your organization do? Mm-hmm. Why does your organization do it? Mm-hmm. And how does your organization do it? Mm-hmm. Why don't we turn that on? Your edges were sweating?
For sure.
It's crazy. I see them a little bit.
For sure.
Yeah, so, okay, that's what we're going to do, y'all. Social proofers.
We'll leave it at this because I was going to go deep.
Go deep, go deep. We got
a
few minutes.
We don't have enough time. No, I don't have enough time to go as deep as I want. So what we're going to do is...
Nah, 10 minutes. Go deep.
We're going to pick it up in
can
the next...
Can you not go deep?
Okay. Well, let's get it.
You probably can't go deep. You try to act like you... Let's go deep. Hey, watch how not deep this joint is. Let's go.
No, I wanted to go...
Watch how shallow these... Okay, go ahead.
Very low level.
Go deep. Go deep.
Stop, Shaz. You guys, listen, I hope that you got something from this, but the overall message is...
The people deserve their deepness.
They listen, the overall message is that as an entrepreneur or CEO or business owner, you have to, even if you are the whole team right now, even if it's just you and you're operating a solo business and you are the talent, you are the worker, you are the janitor, you're everything in your business... You still have to step outside of that and look at your business and put on your managerial hat, your ownership hat, and look at your business from a high level view. And everything that happens in your company rises and falls on leadership,
facts.
Right? You are the leader. I saw Jovan put in the group chat the other day, Shans, you're doing one amazing job leading lately. Lately, emphasis on lately. From a high level perspective, create your vision. Then break that down into the mission. Then I want you to look at your team. And again, this could be you. So who is helping you achieve this mission? Number one, who's appropriate for you to communicate the vision with? Because it's not everybody, right? The mission gets communicated with everybody. The mission gets communicated with everybody. Because sometimes the vision is so big that you can attract responses that you don't want. So your right hands, your upper leadership, the people who can help you break that down into a mission is who you want to communicate that with.
Ooh.
Okay.
Now go ahead. Keep going. Does it feel... No, I do have something though. Okay. So, you know, like, so, and this is probably something I'm going to teach on. No. I'm about to give it to you. Because it makes sense in terms of like the order of operation, because even me, I'm going to go back and start implementing this stuff. We've been able to do really well with taking care of people and knowing what needs to be done instead of going like task to task or objective to objective. This is my task for the week. Create the vision. Then create the mission that uh-huh. leads to the vision.
Uh-huh.
And then start the ignition, the activity, the start. Where do
with
we begin
intention.
To? With intention. Hold on.
Dang, create the vision better. And then break that into a mission. And then crank the ignition with intention.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
And I saw that you got confused when I said, decide who you're going to communicate that vision with, because it's not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when I had the idea that we're procrastinating on that we're going to do.
For sure.
I communicated my vision to you and we decided in that moment, nobody needs to know about this.
Yes.
Until they need to know about correct. This. So you are who I shared that mission yes. with, that vision with. And then the things that we put in place, which we can't talk a lot about, are the mission points that we're going to yeah. do to carry that out.
For
so,
sure.
Shans, we're on top of it. Second half of October.
Yes.
No mess.
Yes, no mess.
All right. So, yes. So, create your vision. Break it down into a vision.
No.
Mission. I mean, create your vision. Break it down into a mission. Then you got to... Break that down into tasks that will crank up the ignition. You got to do this with intention.
Did you see how she stole my whole...
First of all, I added... First of all, this whole conversation is
like...
brought to you by Donnie. Okay?
Yeah, it's almost like with... Like, Kanye has, like, producers. And I make a whole beat, right? And then Kanye be like, yo... Some snare right there.
And then and it goes
Kanye.
Then it's
a Kanye
beat. It's a Kanye beat. So let me Kanye just write that beat. Down. It's,
no, that was good. That was good, though.
It is
so
good.
Hopefully it was helpful to somebody. These are the conversations that we need to have, right? Because I realize that I'm missing a lot of stuff. But for everybody, don't get so discouraged, because you can do some phenomenal things in your business, but just know that where you are today won't even be close to where you are tomorrow. Like, you're missing so many steps right now, but hopefully, looking back at yesterday or last month or last year, you're much further along. But even today, you're just missing some stuff. Like, I don't have a vision. I don't have like a clearly communicated vision to my team, or I don't even have a clear mission to my team, which is bad, right? But I don't want y'all to get so caught up in the fact that because you don't have this stuff, you can't go build something.
Yeah. And can I interject here?
Sure.
A lot of the CEO fog that you have, I know I struggled when I initially started hiring employees. I struggled to consistently delegate something for them to do. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you should be doing. I don't know. Don't ask. Just take the day, you're paid, and be fine.
Right.
Well, at that time, I didn't have a clearly defined vision and mission. It was kind of transitioning. And now, once you have that, you become clearer as a leader.
Sure.
And you can much more effectively delegate to and manage your team. Because you always go back to the vision. What is the point that we're running this entire company? Okay, Javon, what do you have to do? Javon doesn't know what to do. Number one, it's a problem for Javon. But if Javon didn't know
what to do, though.
If he weren't sure about his role, or
we have a nice little, we got a nice little system going here, okay?
If you're needing to trim the fat, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're spending a whole lot of money and you want to cut back, but you're not clear on what to cut back on, you always go back to what is the vision and what is the mission? Is this fitting into the vision? Does this fit into it? Does this fit into it? This not so much. So you know where you can start trimming the fat. When you're having team issues with people, well, does this person fit into their ability to help carry out this mission? The same thing. Any issue, blockage, or bottleneck you get in your company can be easily resolved by deferring back to what the vision and mission are for your company.
That's a fact.
It will help you to lead better and to build a better team, build better culture, because then also, and we'll get into this in another episode, when we talk about team culture, and we definitely need to get on it, when we talk about that, it goes back to, what is the mission? What is the mission of, what are we looking to do, and what does that look like in team?
Yeah. Remind me too, we got to discuss on an episode, and I think maybe we talk through it, but how do you feel when somebody on your team and you're building something, they start building the same thing with somebody else that's not on your team? And I got a call yesterday, and which I'm okay with it, right? I got a call yesterday. They're like, yo, so-and-so that does this for you, right? You know, what's the name of their company? Do they do it for you, or do they do it as a service?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, they do it as a service. So, you know, there's like, yo, you mind passing their information along? And I'm like, yeah, I guess I don't mind. But then I started thinking about it, where I believe we're going. I can't work with all contractors.
Mm-hmm. So me and Kenny were just having this conversation.
Let's have this conversation on another episode. Because this deserves its own.
How many times has he cut me off today?
A lot.
How many times? A lot. How many times? A lot. Anyway.
A lot.
Let me write that down, because we always be forgetting.
That'll be good. But go ahead. You can finish.
Anyway, we're gonna leave it with this cliffhanger.
Okay.
Kenny and I were just talking about this, and in fact, that was one of the biggest hiccups with one of my clients. They were running a multiple seven-figure empire and wondering why they couldn't grow. And one of the things that I quickly identified was, you have all contractors working for you. And while that may have been sufficient to get where you are today, contractors don't breathe and bleed the mission the way employees will, right? And there will come a time that a contractor is a contractor typically for a reason, and it gives them the freedom and flexibility to go and serve other organizations and companies. But there is going to come a time, and it sounds like you're reaching that time, where you need people who are completely bought into your brand.
Yeah.
They are not looking to work with other brands. They want to work with you. They want to retire and grow, you know, with your company. Everybody's not an entrepreneur, right? Some people are. So one of the biggest things that were a problem for me early in business was hiring people who wanted to be entrepreneurs. And while in some areas that works and it's okay, when I start to think about the vision and where I'm going, it's not in alignment with that.
Yeah.
I need people. I realized that I needed people who only wanted to work with Donnie and whose role was to help carry out Donnie's vision.
Yeah.
Period. Right? Imagine if when Martin Luther King was leading the civil rights movement, if all the men that he had on the front line with him went off and started their own leadership movements and things of that nature, it would have been just total disarray. How much more powerful was it for them to all be in alignment with his vision and making a difference? If he were a standalone leader dealing with people who just volunteered sometimes, maybe he wouldn't have had the impact that he had that's going to outlive all of us, right? So you are at a point where you need this. Not only because of the vision, but now we're talking about the quality of work. We're talking about certain liabilities. We're talking about it costing you more money. Mm-hmm. You're at that place.
Yeah, I'm 100% doing it, and it's So I'm thinking through, because right now I think everybody's doing what they need to be doing. And
wait, let me cut you off this time. So Kenny and I were having this conversation. So what you know is a couple of years ago with Kenny's company, I was an independent contractor sitting in an operations role for his company. And it worked well, but then it started to not work so well because we were significant others. I'm helping and I also run my own very successful company, right? And it grew to a time where he needed me to show up more than I was willing to be available sometimes. Or it would turn into conversations at any time of day about work because I'm his right hand. And I'm like, oh, I'm off. I'm done. I'm off. Right. And so what he learned through that experience, he learned a couple of things through that experience. But what he learned from a professional standpoint from that experience was, I need somebody who's dedicated. I need somebody who doesn't mind me only talking business, you know, with them. And I will say that now that he has a dedicated in-house team, his business has probably tripled in the last year.
Yeah.
In the last 12 months. Because you know who to reach out to. You're not having to worry about if this person can handle the workload based on everything else that they have going on. Yeah. It's an issue. Even with what I do with my clients, I sit as operations temporarily for them. But the goal is for me to come in and help you get your company together from an admin standpoint and all that that entails and help you to find and train your own full-time operations person. Like that is the goal.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like thinking about it now. Like everybody is, like even Joe, he's a contractor at the end of the day. You feel me? So
Joe deserves to be, once you move into like requiring that people are employees and not contractors, Joe deserves to be the first person with an offer.
No, I mean, but benefits. But my thing is though,
benefits too, little healthcare, dental.
Yeah, I can actually tell you how to provide health.
So here's the thing. No, I would be 100% okay with that, right? So my approach has been like, so Joe, he's on a retainer, but we have another business that we're collaborating on, right? So you'll make however much money you want to make from that, right? It's, you know, significant money on a monthly basis. But that had been my motto, where I want people to go out and be entrepreneurs, even though I know in my heart that if if you're working with me full time, you'll make way more money with me than you can on your own. And that might not be true. I don't know. It's just in my mind, I know right. the opportunities that.
And here's why you got to define your mission and your vision, because while it's a great thing and very noble from the heart, while it's very a noble thing to do because we breathe the message of entrepreneurship, you can't keep creating relationships with people who are very important in your company based on collaboration.
That's a fact.
Right? Because now what happens is Joe still has the flexibility to collaborate with you on this project and continue. You're grooming or you've groomed him to be an entrepreneur. Well, Joe is your right hand. What happens if Joe says, Dave, my business took off, I'm good. Now you have to go and find another Joe.
Right.
And if you continue to foster this behavior, all of your team members that are currently working for you are 1 6-figure month away from no longer working with you right. or 1 5-figure month away from no longer working with
Here's
you.
Here's my thing though. I know, and this is how it's been like my entire career. It's like people come and people go, people come and people go. Mm-hmm. And I've mentally prepared for everybody
to leave.
If they leave, it's cool. No hard feelings. I'll always find somebody that I can give an opportunity to.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm good with relationships and things of that nature. But that is a really, really good point that I made.
And so what I typically recommend is that what happened?
Nothing.
What I typically recommend is when you are transitioning from working with all contractors in your company to employees in your company, the very first position that I would make an employee are my leadership roles. My leaders have to be completely bought in to my brand. It has to be.
Yeah.
And then we can work together and cycle through. There are times where, you know, VAs and contractors serve a role, but to be the complete function of your business, you'll never build the right culture.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. All right, we got to wrap up, Donnie.
Yeah.
Is this a t-shirt material?
This is a jersey dress. That's what this is called. And it's fly. Don't do me, okay?
Okay. All right. it's a V-neck t-shirt dress.
It is a jersey dress.
This episode is sponsored by The Morning Meetup, themorningmeetup.com, the only organization that gathers every single day for the betterment of entrepreneurs. Actually, this morning, I was on The Morning Meetup, and then, like, sometimes I'll go live so kind of people see the message. And Rick Ross, Rose.
Came in?
He came on my live. He was commenting like crazy. Yo, he was tagging everybody.
Oh, that is so awesome.
He was tagging
DJ
Khaled. Like, he was tagging everybody. It was phenomenal. And, shouts out to Rose. And, you know, he said, you know, we'll get him on The Morning Meetup one day.
I'm the biggest boss. Right?
But I go to themorningmeetup.com and try us out. You'll enjoy it. Also,
Are you still trying it out for $1?
Yeah, $1. Just to see if they like it.
Just to see.
If they like it, they can stay. If they don't like it, they could go. But
cost you $1.
It's $1. Seven whole days. Well, 5 days, technically, but it doesn't matter when you join because you'll get your $5.
I got a question real quick.
Talk to me.
How many people actually request a refund or charge back their $1?
Oh,
yo.
You wouldn't believe it.
Me and Kenny were just talking about that. I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to do post a paid on a trial for $1. And he's like, you can, but you're about to have a slew of chargebacks and refund requests. And I just remember managing someone's low-ticket products. And I'm like, yo, you for real charging back
$9? It's almost like they'll do it for the $1. And if they don't join, they'll charge it back.
They'll charge it back.
Like, why don't you just...
It was $1.
Cancel, fam. Listen. If you enroll and you say, hey, Dave, I don't like it. I want my $1 back. Just DM me. I'll cash app you the $1. Okay? I just don't want to charge back on my account. Okay? So anyway, we have the content creation bootcamp coming up. Go to creatorsbootcamp.com. Creatorsbootcamp.com. It is a 3-day experience. where we rent out either the bowling alley or Top Golf or something day one, and we get together and we network and we hang and we talk and we chill, and all my entrepreneur friends from Atlanta come through and we just have a good time. The next 2 days, Thursday and Friday, intense, 9 to 4, I believe, 9 to 4 both days, where we are really hammering in on how to create content, how to make money from your content. And it's catered breakfast, catered lunch. My VIP members, we do some stuff after. So go to creatorsbootcamp.com and come to the content creation bootcamp. Donnie Wiggins.
Hey, y'all. So this episode is also brought to you by Six Figure EDU.
What? Say it again.
Six Figure EDU.
What's the name?
Six Figure EDU. Let me tell you what we do, Dave. I know you're interested in this.
Tell me all about it.
I have developed the dopest community where I help real people like me and you and them create their own coaching, consulting, and course programs.
What?
From scratch. Can you believe that you don't have to have any experience? Can you believe that you might not even know what you're an expert or an authority in, and I'm going to help you figure that out?
You don't say.
I do say.
Okay, what's the catch?
I'm talking about all you got to do is do the work and show up for yourself. Can you show up?
I can show up.
Can you listen?
I can listen.
Can you take a couple of notes?
I've been taking notes.
Can you take feedback?
I believe so, of course.
Pretty coachable?
I'm coachable.
Then I think Six Figure EDU might be for you.
What?
If you want to become a coach, course creator, or consultant, join my Six Figure EDU community through my program Six Figure Accelerator, and you can find out more information about that by going to sixfigureedu.com. It's free to schedule a call with my team and see if it's a good fit.
No, ain't no way.
Ain't no way. It is a way. That's six, S-I-X, figureedu.com. And
there's more?
There's more. Do you know I'm really great at problem solving? And most entrepreneurs have the same problem. How do I market myself and connect with people through engaging content on social media?
How did you know, Donnie?
I know because I have worked with hundreds of people, hundreds of entrepreneurs at this point, and they're always asking, Donnie, what do I say on the internet? How do I market organically?
I too struggle with that.
So I created Post to Paid. Post to Paid is a service that I provide where I text you 3 times a day.
Tell me more.
3 times a day, exactly what to say in your caption. These are posts that convert and connect and turn into cash for you. Wow. So if you are a service-based business, because this doesn't really work so well if you're selling like a t-shirt or a hat. If you provide a service, Post to Paid is for you, and it's super easy. Text me the words Post to Paid at 404-737-2767.
Post to Paid with T-O or two?
You know what? We're so thorough that it doesn't matter.
You're my coach,
Shadi. You can text it any way you want to. We thought that part through too. Post to Paid, 404-737-2767. And the biggest part.
There's more?
It costs you less than $1.23 a day.
Ain't no way.
7 days a week. $37 a month. Y'all better quit playing with me. I'm talking about value.
Can we clap that up, though? That was good. That was awesome. You don't got it. You're not with the one like, yo, which way is it spelled? And you're like, yo, I thought through that. I'm like, dang.
Either way.
I ain't never thought through that. All right,
you need to think through it. If people are texting you morning meetups, some people hear morning meetings, so go ahead and put that in there. Some people are texting it all one word. Go ahead and put that in there. All the same stuff.
That's a gem.
That's a gem.
That's a gem. All right, cool, man. We got to get out of here, Donnie. You got any closing words?
Yeah. So my closing word is goodbye.
That's a good word.
No, seriously. Listen. A lot of times we're getting the results that we're getting because we only want to do the work that we feel is the fun work. We only want to do the things that we can get an immediate tangible result from right away. When literally things like sitting down to think through why you're doing what you're doing and why other people should be doing it with you and why your customers and clients should be buying into this with you, when sitting down and really getting clear about that becomes a priority for you, it will be like a breath of fresh air. You will exhale, probably your biggest exhale, and you'll be able to lead effectively. You'll know exactly who you're talking to. You'll know exactly who to hire because you can always reference back to the vision and the mission that you created for where you're going.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I really just thought about something. The people that are like listening on audio, they're probably thinking that you have the jersey dress Maya had on in that video, like a jersey dress. And you're right. We're out of here, y'all.
Do not.
Make sure y'all follow, subscribe, and like this video. Peace.
Bye. Bye.
What's going on, family? David Chance here, man. And as you know, I am the king of podcasting. And the only reason I'm the king of podcasting is one, I have the number one Black-owned podcast in the entrepreneurship category in the entire country. We are charting everywhere. And I made a decision to be a podcaster because I see what's happening. I'm not dumb. I saw Spotify spend over $1 billion on podcast acquisitions in a little over 2 years. I see Staples, Office Depot, turning their stores into podcasting studios. I'm seeing major companies taking a large portion of their advertising money and putting it into podcasts. What does that tell you? It tells you that something's happening. And some of us won't start or launch our podcast until everybody gets started. But I'm here to tell you that I see what these major companies see. And I'm trying to wake up my generation. My whole goal is to help 1,000 people launch their podcast. Now, I have, me personally, made over $1 million in the first 6 months of the year simply because I decided to go all in on podcasting. And I know what you're thinking. I still don't understand how the heck people make money from podcasting. But listen to me. This is a $1 million microphone. Everything I say goes into this microphone, through this cord, out into a little recorded box, then out into the world. And every time we do that, it brings back money. The reason you're afraid of podcasting is because you just don't understand it. So what did I decide to do? I decided to put together a challenge because I am mission-driven. We are not going to get left behind, not in this industry, not in this age, not this time. We've been left behind over and over and over again. And now that we see what's happening, I'm taking the cover off of that thing so people understand it. So listen, we are launching a 5-day challenge that's going to help you launch your podcast. And people said, well, Dave, okay, 5 days. I know you do 2-day workshops. You charge $3,000. Well, how much is the 5-day podcast challenge? It's only $97 because this is a mission for me. And the only reason we put a $97 price tag on it is because we have to have you put something in the game so that you can participate in the law. It's a law of sowing and reaping. You put out, you get back. You don't put out, you get nothing back. So there's a seed that you are going to plant that is going to change your life. This podcasting challenge is 5 days where I'm teaching you everything from how to start your podcast, how to grow your podcast, and how to monetize your podcast. This is what you need. You need a voice in this generation, okay? This podcast thing represents the democratization of a voice. If we were having this conversation 15 years ago, for you to have a voice, you would have to be deemed important or entertaining enough for a radio station to bring you onto their network and you speak to people because they thought you sound good, because they thought you had a good perspective. Or some TV producer would have to say, oh, you've got what it takes. You've got star quality. You'll look good on TV. And they have to give you the power to have your voice heard by millions of people. Not this day and age. Not this day and age. We reach millions and millions of people on our podcast every single month. And you can too. You can too. There's no cap on it. Millions of people hear me every single month through social media channels, through audio podcasts, through visual podcasts, every single month. You can do it too. I'm telling you, I'm not the best. I'm not the best in the game. I don't have the most amazing voice. I don't have the most amazing perspective. And there are some people that are waiting for you to stop being so afraid and launch your podcast. There's some people that are waiting on your voice. They're waiting on your perspective. There's some people, they listen to me and they tolerate me because I'm the best that they found so far. But when you launch yours, they'll say, yo, I want to listen to you. There's some people that I can't reach and it's your responsibility to reach them. So I need you to join this challenge. You need you to join this challenge. Your family needs you to join this challenge. And the world needs you to join this challenge. This is the Launch Your Podcast Challenge. Time to stop talking about it. Time to stop using the excuse of, I don't know what equipment to use. Well, we're going through the equipment. We're going through how to start, how to get your podcast on Apple and Spotify. We're going through audio. We're going through visual. We're going through how do we take this podcast and grow our social media following so that our social media following comes back and supports the podcast. And we start growing the numbers, the strategy behind it. And then finally, we're definitely going through monetization. This is going to be a career for you. And podcasting is so lucrative right now, and it's only going to get better. So listen to me. There's three things that you need. You need a voice, you need a purpose, and you need a career to live this full life that you desire. You need to get your voice out there. You need a purpose. The purpose is to affect people with your voice. And then you need a career that you can love, get up every single day, travel the world, and really, really live your purpose. But it's all going to start with you being not afraid to let your voice go and not be afraid to start your podcast. Okay? So the link's below. It's here. Lock your spot in. We're going to, I'm telling you, you're going to see this 2 years from now and say, man, I should have did it. Dave was helping so many people launch their podcast. As soon as I started knocking down the monetization door, I've been letting all my friends in. I've been telling everybody, listen, this is where we need to go. And I'm finally launching the challenge. So you waited for it. Here it is. This is what you've been waiting for. I cannot wait to see you in the challenge. Get started today. No more procrastination. Click the link below. Let's get started. All right? I'll see you in the challenge.
David Chance presents to you the Morning Meetup. Do you have an idea you need to get off the ground? Are you a small business owner looking to earn supplemental income or replace your current income? Come and join the most amazing mentorship and accountability group for entrepreneurs. Live with David Chance himself. That's right. This is not pre-recorded and it's not a replay. This is live every morning, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. In addition to the live calls, you'll also receive a weekly individual Q&A call, a private Facebook community, access to all call replays, and access to David's list of resources and contacts. You need to be in an environment of success. So head over to themorningmeetup.com today for your $1 7-day trial. That's right, just $1 for 7 days of access to the Morning Meetup. Take massive action towards manifesting your dreams today. Themorningmeetup.com.